This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized importance of innovation, research and emerging technologies in shaping India's growth trajectory. Addressing the 57th convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi urged the students to keep the national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones, and said India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said the strive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from US Vice President J.D. Vance late last night. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. They noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Vance and the Second Lady Usha on the birth of their son and conveyed best wishes to the entire family. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will today participate in the presentation ceremony of the President's Police Colour. At the ceremony organized by the Puducherry Police, the Home Minister will hand over the ceremonial flag to the force, marking the conferment of the prestigious award. In the afternoon, Union Home Minister will also flag off a Har Ghar Tiranga rally at Muruga Theatre Signal in Puducherry. Mr. Shah arrived in Puducherry on a two-day official visit yesterday. He reached Puducherry by road from Thiruvannamalai and proceeded to Lok Nivas, where he met and held discussions with Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan. He was received by Puducherry Chief Minister N. Rangasamy and his cabinet ministers and legislators, BJP State President V. P. Ramalingam and former Speaker R. Selvam. The deadlock over the alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations in Jharkhand now appears to be moving towards a resolution. The Jharkhand government will hold next round of talks with students protesting the alleged exam irregularities in the state today. The talks will be held around 12 p.m., a member of the government panel said, after the panel held meeting with Chief Minister Hemant Sorin, apprising him about the progress achieved during the dialogue with the protesters. The high-level talks between the state government and different groups of protesting students was held yesterday at the state guest house in Ranchi in a positive atmosphere. To ensure greater transparency, the government has also issued an official feedback email ID through which students and all its stakeholders can submit their suggestions. In Jammu and Kashmir, Shri Amarnath Ji Yatra will remain suspended from both Baltal and Pehelgam routes from August 9 in view of track restoration works and adverse weather conditions. Divisional Commissioner Kashmir Anshul Garg said in a statement that the recent rains have necessitated repair and maintenance of vulnerable stretches along the Yatra tracks, with the restoration work being undertaken by the Border Roads Organization. He said adverse weather conditions have also been forecast by the India Meteorological Department over the next few days. The Divisional Commissioner said the Chhadi Mubarak will proceed through the traditional Pehelgam route and mark the culmination of this year's Yatra on August 28. So far, more than 480,000 Yatris have performed darshan at the Holy Cave Shrine. The United States is reviewing a proposal to eliminate the 60-day grace period that allows certain foreign workers on non-immigrant visas to find new employment after losing their jobs. If implemented, the move could require affected workers to leave the country immediately after their employment ends. The proposal from the Department of Homeland Security is currently under review at the Federal Office of Management and Budget. And that is the end of this news bulletin.